Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
The serpent is one of the oldest known spiritual symbols in the world, representing everything from deception, temptation, fertility, progress, revenge, and wisdom. Serpents are as well the familiars of great goddesses. The tale of the serpent tarot spread tonight on Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. Call in for a free reading. Join us in our circle. To another edition of Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, the president and co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Kevin Barrett is the executive producer. Janice R. White is the associate producer. And Main Street Universe is now a network of six shows. We'll start with this one, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo, the magical city of New Orleans, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the lines will be open for readings. And of course, Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time is Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Mr. Kevin Baird, the creator of the Horizon Oracle. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com, and we're also going to do some other swing shows, we believe, on Monday. One going to be called Earth Lights, which is supposed to start this Monday after Kevin's show, if he does it. And that will be with your host, Ishtar, and talking all about UFOs and starseed phenomenon and all those sorts of related things in the sky. Also on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time is Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Susan Weed. And Susan is a master herbalist. I definitely recommend you tune in. You can learn a lot listening to her. She's been doing it a long time. She knows what she's talking about. I'm doing it trial and error as well. Getting in there, getting dirty. She knows the plants. So tune in for Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Susan Weed. On Wednesdays, we have the flagship show, the one that started it all, Main Street Universe, with myself and hostess Janice, and as well as Mr. Brett Tillman. 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday evening's Main Street Universe this week will be Michael Starsheen from the Fellowship of Isis. Thursday, we have returning Queen Mother Imaku with her show Uatua, all about the Kemetic African tradition. Many people forget that Egypt is in fact in Africa, and it was Africans that brought about the great mythology of Egypt. To learn more about it, tune in 1 p.m. on Thursdays Eastern Time, all of these shows Eastern Time that I'm announcing. Queen Mother Imaku, who also has the privilege and the unique quality that she is in fact a picture in a tarot card deck in the New York Tarot as the Queen of Cups, I believe. Now, on Fridays at midnight is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. with your hosts, Jesse and Nicholas George, the author of two books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook. She's working two more right now. I think she's almost done with them. I think they'll do well, but I don't want to say what the topic is now. But tune in 12 midnight to Activating Compassion in the midnight hour. So now we'll bring on our host, Mr. Darren Bucaire. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insight. Daniel Michael, how are you?
I am well.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Whereas one person,
I,
old salesman I once worked with, used to say, "I'm happier than a herd of turtles."
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's well, the only time I've ever heard anybody say that, and he used to say it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, one of my ex-girlfriends from Georgia used to say, "You're cuter than a sack of kittens," so I think I'll counter you and see you by one on that one.
That's right.
I love Southern colloquialisms. They're very fun.
Yep. This was down south, in fact. Gulf Coast, the Gus.
Was the Gulf Coast? Yeah, I know.
Nowhere
else.
I'm here
now. So, today, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. So, Tale of the Serpent, again, play on words. The tale of the serpent is the serpent being one of the oldest iconic symbols for wisdom, the element, being it closest to the earth, the terra firma, the serpent knows, sees everything from the ground level up, sees all the minutia, sees everything, sees beyond confusion. The serpent is at ground level and can see through the walls of confusion. So when we look at the tail of the serpent, we look at where are we going? What's happening? This is a highly, highly pragmatic spread for the future. This is a future spread, okay? If you're a reader and you want to impress people with your, telling them things about their past, I wouldn't recommend the spread. Why? Because it's about the future. And what do people usually, what's their main focus when they come for reading? It's the future, obviously. This is a spread that dedicates itself largely on that idea. So what we do is we have one card that it's just primary, like on a centralized position. And then the second card is going to be placed under that. And then the third card is going to be right back up into that primary position. And as it follows, up and down, seven cards, the last card being the head of the snake, and that being the last card, and that kind of centering on the inspirations for what you have to really consider for the future. But really, each card is it's a 12-month period, and then the last card is the head of the snake, which is, of course, what you really need to know for the future, far-flung into the future, what you should really pay attention to as a theme. So when we have the first card, that's the first 1 to 2 months. The second card would be 3 to 4 months. The third card, 5 to 6 months, 7 to 8, 9 to 10, and then 11 to 12. That's 6 cards, and then the seventh being the head of the snake and future inspirations for what we need to pay attention to. So it's a really dramatic spread. If you just really want to know what's coming up, what do we have to focus on, what do we need to kind of integrate into?
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
Now, dude, when you lay it out, I know we're in audio form, and we do have a caller, and I see you, caller, and if you'd like a reading, we'll get right to you in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
When you lay it out, because I know we're in audio form and there's not a picture of it somewhere, mm-hmm. Do you spell it out like a serpent?
When you lay it out, just set down the first card right directly in front of you at a kind of just, middle range, maybe about 5 inches away from, where you're seated. And then you're letting the snake go directly left to right across in front of you. So the first card is at the top, that it would be the tail. And then it continues, it goes down and then up and then down and then up and then down and then up. Each corner of the cards are touching each other.
Oh, okay.
What you're looking at is across, there's 3 blank spaces, and beneath there's 4 blank spaces.
Okay.
So it's really not that confusing. It's pretty simple, straightforward. There are all kind of very incredibly complicated tarot spreads. With, for my purposes, I don't have a lot of use for very complicated tarot spreads because I get messages from my spirit guide to tie into what's going on with that person. And I also, you know, just due to the fact that I'm here in New Orleans, people, you know, normally don't, I can't spend an hour with them. You know what I mean? I'm very curtailed into 25, you know, between 20 and 30 minutes. So I've already, and I do a really involved Ayurvedic palm reading as well. So that's where this is really a utility that that serves the purpose of the future. So, and I think that other readers out there can use this because it's just something that it really gets to the heart of the matter, what's happening. Now, here's what we lose a little bit. We lose a little on what each position, you get to read the symbology and what the position means. These are strictly the future. So we'll have to take the card on face value, but it will apply to a very central focus, and that is a two-month period. Now, if you want to pare this down and make this an even more intense spread, then you can also pare it down to, like, just using it for a six-month period because there are six cards.
Mm.
So in that sense, it would take each card as being a month at a time instead of 2 months. And then at that point, it would be, you know, a much more intense period. And I've done it even with from week to week. So there will be one card that focuses specifically on that week. And you better believe, you know, you better fasten your seatbelt for whatever came up for that week because it'll be, you know, it'll be tied into dramatically to something, you know, could happen the next day after the reading. So.
And I like how very focused it is, because at the end of the day, there's many different reasons for a reading, but at the end of the day, so many people, like you said, they're looking for, okay, what's next? What's in the future? So if you're focusing on not trying to get, you know, something from the past, and you just, okay, this is what you're focusing on, this is what you got to do, this is what's going to be the circumstances surrounding your future. So I like the focus of it.
Well, I mean, that's really what everyone wants to know, what's coming up. I think it is important to focus on what's happened because that is a springboard into what's coming up, and you can't exactly excise. So they do talk to a lot of people that want to excise, like, oh, I don't care, you know, I don't know what happened in the past. I don't want to focus on what's happened, but I would love to meet somebody, you know, and fall in love, or I just need to have that perfect job, and I would just love to, you know, X, X, and X, and it's like, well, you can't, you know, it maybe it's a little bit more difficult for you to have that perfect love if, you know, you're not really opening yourself up to anybody, or you can't have that perfect job if you're staying at the one job that you don't like and you're not looking around. You know what
right.
I mean, Daniel?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's where people come to me all the time, like, okay, so when am I gonna fulfill my dreams? And you do need to, you know, definitely look at where you've been. This is not really examining that too much. So it can be for somebody, it's perfect for somebody like me that has other divinatory talents that utilizes this. In addition to whatever else I've done to kind of divine information from that person. But it's good for, let's say, your best friend wants a reading. You know, you don't need to really plug into what's happened to your best friend in the last 5 years. You already know. You already know what's happened with this guy or this girl. And okay, so they just want to know what's coming up. Let's do it. Boom, boom, boom. And that's the utility of it. It's actually pretty good. We can actually give it a try and kind of check out what's happening with Daniel, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Maybe.
Sure. Let's look at the future, since I have, as you know, I've stepped away from my day job and I'm doing my things for a living right now and really pushing. I'd like to focus on what I've been focusing on recently. Let's look at music. Mm-hmm. I've been practicing hours a day. I've been sending out invitations to get gigs. I did pick up a weekly gig.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, I'm really getting the momentum going. I have some interesting contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
So what we want to look at is maybe moving forward, but you want to, I don't know, you want to curtail it towards the music end of the situation?
Basically just saying this, what must I focus on or what must I do, which I think is always a good way to answer or ask a divination question, what must I do to progress further in the music business as a professional musician?
Okay. Green, white, or orange?
Green.
Green? Okay. So the question is, what must Daniel Michael do to progress further in his musical career? And this is not just in career in general. This is in your musical career.
Yes, very specifically.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot to build that up. Right? I'm in the beginning structural.
Okay. One more. Okay, one second. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'm definitely not cycling into my spread that we were talking about because it just doesn't apply. We're asking specifically what you need to do to further your goals with music. And quite honestly, I'm looking at, really, I'm going to have to ask my spirit guide too, because what I'm looking at is you really traversing some pain that you've had in the past and not letting it weigh you down as a performer.
Hmm. That's interesting.
There's kind of a, you have kind of a callus, I think, in your cranial sacral. We've talked about some other things, and we've talked about money situations for you and what you need to do for that. But now we're talking about music. And music is, it's coming from this really soulful place inside you. And now you're not just playing, you're singing as well, right?
Yes. And
yeah, that's the difference, Daniel Michael, that's the difference, is you have pain inside you that you need to release. And then when you do, there will be a buoyancy. There will be, a real light energy that comes screaming out of you that people will want to connect with. Now, if you're doing bluesy stuff, yeah, sure, you can connect with your Nine of Swords here. But I am seeing the Nine of Swords.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm seeing the Five of Cups inverted, and I also am seeing the Eight of Wands inverted, which means you need to kind of maybe not do so much right now and do some introspective kind of soulful, maybe some writing, maybe some... Don't go running around and marketing yourself right now. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to kind of do your plan of attack and do some inward working a little bit. I'm going to ask my spirit guide. Hold on. Okay, good. All right. I think that if it's something, there's something positive coming up, like a plateau, where you can actually set up a small personal success. It's a very big possibility that this could be a great demonstration of what you have to offer the world and get some really great feedback and actually kind of be in the spotlight. I don't know if this is anywhere between a month and a half to 3 months from now. It'll give you a buoyant chance to really do that, but I think you need to be in a really good place to represent yourself as being a fun, lively, positive performer,
mm-hmm.
that has let go of his demons from the past. And if you do that, I'm getting the Six of Wands, and I'm feeling actually some shifting. This is what I tell my clients a lot when I feel a situation is finally beginning to, like, traverse into, like there is a block like an artery blocked, and then there's like, it's not, there's not a lot of movement, then there's just no movement. But if you do this situation, if you do the Six of Wands, there'll be some major shifting. And then the blood will be flowing, and it'll be good.
Yeah, and that ties into it a bit, because one thing I've had to do was, first of all, I'm still not finished the CD, which is something I can sell while I'm out there playing. So a huge part, since we are talking about doing it either semi-professionally or professionally, you got to have something to sell when the people show up, right?
And right. Oh, yeah.
So that's not done yet. So I think that plays a bit into having to get stuff done as well as internal, which I've worked on that too, such as I've been studying singing more, and I've discovered a few things. I used to have issues with vocal endurance, and I have been practicing, and I've broken through a couple of barriers to where now I don't get as tired. And those were things really holding me back. I felt like I couldn't play a whole show. My throat was getting sore all the time, and I realized it was just, I talked to some singers, one of them is an opera singer, and they were telling me about bad technique that I was doing, and it was causing me to be tired. So I've been working on it. I still have to work on it, because the only way to truly work on it is to do it with all the energy going through you when you're practicing in front of people or performing in front of people. So I've been practicing.
Right now, maybe there isn't a lot of, you know, biographical things that have happened, but it's more of getting rid of your bad habits as a vocalist that I'm looking at. You know, maybe that's what you need
and
to work
guitar.
On.
I was getting rid of some bad guitar playing habits, too. That's what I've been spending a lot of time.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that, too. Okay.
Not relearning, learning differently, learning to be softer, learning to not grab the instrument so hard like I would. Because, you know, you get fired up when you're on stage. Mm-hmm. And, again, your fingers cramp up. I've had all these issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like sometimes if we don't change our cycles and we're in this path and we're doing something and we're so used to doing what we're doing for so long that we're telling ourselves that it actually is, you know, well constructed and well thought out and, you know, and it's effective, and it may not be as effective as we thought it was, you know, but that's okay because we're changing. And now you're realizing that some of the methodology you have for your music and that sort of thing could be better, and you're adapting it. Which is good, and I think that's what I was looking
for. It's going well. You know, it's going very well. Like, I've been singing a lot recently, including before I got here. And, you know, I felt great the whole time. I didn't have that thing where I felt like, you know, my voice was going to get tired. The other night I sang for 3 hours, you know. And everything was fine.
Wow.
I didn't have those issues. So I've been working on, there has been a lot of, like, staying home and working on stuff, as well as doing some marketing. But I think that part of the reading was right. There were things I have to get in order first. Whether they be personal.
I can tell you this. There's some reason why my wife and I went over this a little bit last night. I have a client, and she's cool. Like, we're friends, whatever. She used to be the vocalist for this band called The National. They're pretty big. You know, she lives locally here. And anyway, so she had some, you know, rough experiences with them because they obviously have male vocalists. If you've ever heard of them, they kind of sound like I don't know, like the Afghan Whigs meets Joy Division sort of thing. Oh, they're really big now. Anyway, so, you know, she was playing out around here, at, you know, some, you know, not a huge bar, but, you know, little place where they have gigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and the funny thing is, we had just been there for, we have like a pool league every Wednesday. We do that. So, unfortunately. So we went to this bar, and I have not been there since before Katrina. So, I was just remembering being there a while, you know, when I went there. And here I am at the bar, and I'm like, okay. And then she texts me, like, oh, hey, I'm performing. I'd like you to see me perform because a lot of the, you know, we're working on maybe, you know, bolstering her confidence for going out and expanding her music, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so, you know, I'm thinking, I'll go see her perform. And we were really tired. We'd been running around all day, and we kind of both didn't feel like it. But she was like, let's just go. And I'm like, okay. So we went, and we saw her, and we showed up, and she was just amazing, just unbelievable. Like, I could, It's like you hear somebody talk and you say their life is music, and this is what mainly they do. They might be bartending, but their life is music. And then
right.
you see them perform, and it's like, whoa. She had,
yeah.
like, stage presence. She had, like, the vocal chops of, like, Aretha Franklin. I was like, and she's this blonde chick. Like, it was just crazy. So here I am going, but the stage presence was there, too. It was just like, wow, this is somebody that they are doing what they need to be doing in their life. This is it, you know? So now then I get on the phone with you, and we're talking about something in that same realm, and I'm like, okay, you need to just own the stage, like, a, just own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With that animus.
The last time I tried to do it, and I see the callers back, they don't have the symbol for... I'll see if they're calling in for a reading, actually, because they were there
okay.
before. They just hung up again. They keep calling. They
oh, wow.
A,
okay.
I just saw them pop up real quick, 619, and then they pop back. So if you want a reading, feel free to call back. It's
mm-hmm.
a little slow tonight. I think it's just because it's such a beautiful night.
Oh, it's beautiful here. It's
yeah, it's
there.
Amazing here. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe I'll actually look in the chat room. I mean, I almost don't mind. I've had, like, the last 2 weeks have been, like, whoa, crazy, you know? So we could, I mean, we. I have barely was able to even, you know, get 2 words out to you.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so at any rate.
We're coming up on a
is
half hour.
Is all
the
stuff from last week on the chat room?
Yeah.
Daniel Michael? That's
yeah,
all
go
from
ahead.
Last week.
Say again?
Oh, is all the stuff on the chat room, is that from last week?
No. The chat room stuff doesn't stay. It doesn't last.
Okay. So this all is... Was that person calling in Kevin?
I don't think so. I'm going to
no.
check in.
What?
Sometimes I lose the chat room. So here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to check in, like, if I was a customer or whatever, a listener, I mean... And see if there's people in the chat room there that way. Because sometimes I lose the chat room. There are a couple people. I see Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I picked the room again. Yeah, I don't know. I lost the chat room, Kevin. I see, like, a name, and then it kind of looks frozen, and nothing's happening in it.
Yeah, I logged in, and then you just kicked me out. So.
Oh. Sometimes
that's
that
okay.
happens. Other MSU people do it. Usually, though, that only happens. The big room.
But I'm seeing a synchronicity. Anyway, going back to what I was talking about, I'm seeing a synchronicity with what just happened last night, and then you're talking about it. And then I just cycled in your energy, and I'm like, wow, you know, you, there's a power there, and there's some, there does need to be a little bit of shifting, because when it does, there'll be this explosive energy that will command audiences in that instead of being a enthusiast for music, you will be the conduit for music the way you really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a difference. It's like I said, it's been different this time around. Last time I did it, it was basically one big party. And I was kind of a passive participant. Other people were organized.
That's what I'm saying. It's being an enthusiast who plays, but is
yeah.
not in the funnel.
Yeah.
Now you're yeah. writing more. You're really being that pinnacle person that the music can't exist without you. You're not like one of the bit players on the scene. You're like the central hub of what's happening.
And right down to, it's my PA system, whereas before I never had the equipment. I was just a guy with a guitar that would show up. A lot of times I didn't even drive. Somebody picked me up and I'd just get hammered and play the show and go home. I mean,
like,
I was completely passive. Now people
it's
liked
not
me.
It's not about that.
People thought
that's
I was good.
That's when I stopped.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, but I was passive. I was just there. I was just kind of existing and doing it. I wasn't getting the shows. It wasn't my equipment. Just as it sounds, you know, I was kind of hoping everybody
you
else would make
it. You were
a
powerful conduit for the energy that was being sent out into the world. viewer, a bystander, a bit player, a character in a play, but you were not starring in the play, and you had nothing to do with the writing in the play. You were there. Now, you've created something where you're this central focus of what the music's about. A lot of it's your writing. People are performing you, what you're doing, and now you're singing. That's a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm.
This chick looks... her name's Jen, right? It's Jen, her last name's Band, and then she had, four guys playing, one guy had a horn set, blah, 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 guitar, bass, and the drummer. And the name of the group is her, project or whatever,
Right. Her.
And that's, and she's living the dream. Do it. I think that's awesome. So if now that's putting a lot of your blood, sweat, and tears into what's happening.
Yeah.
It really is. So if, someone's not going to say, oh, I went to that show last night and, the pogo sticks really just they weren't very good. No, they're going to say the X and X project was not very good or something like that. But that's how much faith probably she has that she's pretty good. So good. Now for you, what's the name of your actor?
Yeah, right now it's just I'm solo, so it's Daniel Michael. And I have the album is, I'm calling the album Songs of the New Old Ways is what I'm calling the album.
Okay, that's good.
That's what I'm writing and working on and...
Yeah. Really? No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it come out and grab you? No, it doesn't. Is your musicality and is your writing and all that other stuff going to have to do it? Yeah. And it will. You're confident it will, right?
Oh, absolutely. Very much so.
Okay, then there you go. That's good.
Yeah. So you
ride
right
that momentum.
I'm calling it Daniel Michael now just because I'm the one. I'm the only one there. Now, if it becomes a band, it'll still be more my band, if you know what I mean. Not that I'm not...
Well, it definitely needs to be. You can't... At this point in the game, you can't have some cute chick show up and say, okay, I'm going to sing, backup vocals, and then suddenly it's, all about, her, and then, oh, I want my ex-boyfriend to come play, the bongos, and then... And then the next thing is her band, and then you're getting kicked out of the band. Yeah, no, that can't happen. No, I think that was an episode of Flight of the Conchords or something. I'm not sure, but at any rate, I do like that show. But,
well, Darren,
New Zealand people
crack you. I was thinking maybe we could take a little song break. Maybe by the time
it
comes, we get a caller or two or five or 100 for a reading.
Okay, beautiful.
So I'm going to go ahead and pick a song here. Let me see. Well, we had the band Tawatha D on.
Okay.
I guess about...
Named after the Tawatha, the ancestors of the Irish folk.
Right. Yep, and this song was called Tonight. So I'll go ahead and play this, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
In the moonlight,
we'll have to do with tonight. And I see we do have a caller here that was dropped in before. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. 619, you're on the air.
My name is Steve. How are you?
Hello.
Okay, there you go, Steve. Welcome.
Well, hi.
Thank you. Hi.
So, Steve, any thoughts on tarot at all, or do you have a question
for me
tonight?
Reading? Are you doing readings?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could I get a general?
A general reading?
Yes, sir.
All right. White, green, or orange?
Green.
Green? Okay. Just one moment. All right, we're doing a general reading for Steve right now. Okay. Okay. Steve, so, one second. All right. So, I'm looking at, guys.
So, what's the significance of the different colors?
I'm sorry?
What's the significance of the different colors?
Oh, the colors are at three different tarot decks in front of me.
Okay.
You picked the Archeon tarot deck, which is just has a lot of mythic imagery. It's very beautiful. It has a celestial kind of map on the back of it and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So what I'm looking at, Steve, is there's some powerful cards of a lot of inversions right now from the past and the present. And then I asked what you should do, and then I got the Justice card. So I think that you really need to draw in some energy to fight for what you deserve right now in the present. And let's take these apart a little bit. The Empress inverted, okay? The Empress is female energy. It's administrative. It's powerful. And it's also creative. But when they're creating something, they can create constructs for someone who's male to kind of link into that energy and do what they want you to do. So this, sometimes we can look at this in the maternal aspect. It could be a maternal person, a mother, where she's kind of being a little bit too micromanaging, too involved. This can be, a relationship that's just getting a little bit heavy-handed, where they're creating constructs where you can't really link into what you want to do, because there's always something that you have to handle for this person who's taking control in an administrative sense. Moving away from there, this is just what I'm looking at as the past coming into the present. The Ace of Wands inverted. You need your Ace of Wands, man. Okay, you need the Ace of Wands is like the first day of college. Whatever you're doing at that point, you'll be doing it for the next 4 years. Okay, it's like starting a whole new breath of wands or structures, plans, and organizations for the future. So when we look at this card, it means that we're going to be mapping out the next 4 years, but slowly this process is already starting. However, your Ace of Wands is inverted. So you need there's a trend of things, that aspirations, things that you've wanted to set in motion. This needs to happen. I don't know if the Empress has anything to do with blocking this energy, but in the past leading up to the present, we need to see that kind of pulling together a little bit, so that way we can get on with the, you know how they say, like, today is the next day of the rest of your life? That needs to kind of, we need that to happen, you know? And so you need your Ace of Wands. So if you want to remember a card for this reading, the Ace of Wands. And then presently there's just a couple cards, and I think they relate to you. I don't know what the situation is with you and your father, but I want to say this. You need to own that kind of like paternal energy for yourself and be the king. Again, here you're showing up as the King of Wands, but the King of Wands is inverted. And then I'm seeing the Hierophant, and the Hierophant is this inspirational high priest or, you know, kind of a, you know, type of inspirational male type of energy that wants to come in and say, do this, let me inspire you. I'm very dogmatic, but I have a lot of great advice, but then this is inverted. So what I'm looking at is you need to be the King of Wands, you need to own your Ace of Wands, and you need to embrace your future, okay? I asked what you should do, and I got the Justice card. So if you haven't been, if you've been, you know, but underappreciated or treated shabbily, if the government at large owes you something, or different companies maybe owe you something, if there's something kind of caught into some sort of litigation or some sort of financial situation, that needs to be leveled out, and you need to stick to your guns, be the King of Wands, okay? Maybe don't listen to this, whoever this hierophant is who's giving you bad advice. I don't know, if maybe they're just browbeating you a little bit, okay? I don't know if you're being browbeaten in this situation, but it kind of looks like you're really not owning the powerful energy that will really send you into the stratosphere as the King of Wands, and that's what you need. You need justice. So two cards to focus on from what I'm seeing here are the Justice card and the Ace of Wands. And I'm going to pick two more for you, and I'm going to ask my spirit guide a little bit about what you need to pay attention to kind of make the next 8 months really amazing. Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to pick a card. Okay. All right. This is telling me to use your resources to go out and enjoy and have fun and indulge yourself. The Four of Pentacles is inverted. It means instead of taking your money and putting it away and socking it away, you need to go out and take the money. And I also say the vision of you kind of going out of your normal comfort zone, out of like whatever you normally do, the neighborhoods or things that you usually spend time with and the people, you need to branch out away from that and link into some new energy, okay? Then I get the Four of Pentacles, which means go out and spend some money. Let's go out and do something. Let's go out and spend some money on you, you know? So I'm getting go out of your comfort zone, do something out of your normal standard life. These are the places I normally go. And then, but in your area, so the people you'll meet and integrate with will still be people you can see again. You know, I'm not saying go and hang out in Barbados somewhere, because that's like a vacation. Okay, I'm saying go out of your comfort zone, but meet new energy, and then also spend some money on yourself if you can, because it looks like you're going through some sort of a, you know, sort of a path transition or you're refiguring here. So whatever resources you have, don't be afraid to indulge yourself.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because yesterday I started doing things for myself, buying some new clothes and things. But I just
that's a good thing, because what it does is bolster the confidence. You know,
I wish I could get clarity on that thing about the justice. Are you thinking or saying that there's money to me that I'm not getting or I'm not aware of? I'm not aware of it.
Well, I think that somewhere along the lines, your energy was not respected. Okay? Now, I'm seeing two cards that represent people or situations you were in that you were oppressed, or given bad advice, or just put in a box and not really let to be your own person. And then I get the Justice card, so it's saying you need to be appreciated. So to me, that says, you know, what happened there, and maybe do you need to get your energy back from those situations.
Is there any way you could clarify what that situation is or who it might be? Is it family? Is it work? I'm just
it looks a lot like family stuff, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
It looks like, I don't know, I don't like to ask questions, but if I was sitting in front of you right now and I had a, you know, if this was like a real reading and I was sitting, you know, not a reading, but it is a real reading, but if I was sitting down with you for any length of time, I would probably say that there's something, I would like to know what's going on between you and your parents. And what if there's any sort of property or where you live and what's going on?
Well, they're both deceased, so...
What?
Maybe they're both deceased, so...
Okay, that's keeping you. Is there property that they had or anything like that? Because it looks like the energy with what happened, they're both gone. But it looks like your path forward is kind of... There's some stuck energy there. Okay, and I think that you can reconcile that by simply owning the identity of being, like, you know, that eternal energy, and owning that like male power, and just
right.
owning it for yourself, and maybe just praying a little. I just picked the card. I got the Knight of Pentacles, and that's you going out and conquering and making a lot more money, and also fulfilling your physical needs as well. Okay. The minute I started talking about you releasing some of this stuff, you know, that's tied up with the past, because I started with the past. I got two cards on
right.
the past.
Right,
And I got, you know, the Empress inverted, and then I got the Ace of Wands inverted, and that's you moving on with the next 5 years of your life, and I got the Empress
right.
inverted. So I got maybe some things with what happened with what went down with your mom, and, you know, there are some things that are just a little bit trapped in there. And you know what? You can sit down with your guardian angel. Just sit down. If you need to go to church, go to church. If you need to go out in the woods, and just say, you know, I love you, this and that. I'm really, you know, I really appreciate you. I hope that everything got resolved for you, and I hope you're in the light, and I appreciate you. And you know, I can't wait to embrace my future, the rest of whatever your future may be.
Right. I was thinking that I had worked through all that, but I guess I haven't. There's still more work to do as far as releasing and letting go, forgive them.
Yeah, it did pop up, and then just some oppressive stuff. Now, what was the last kind of job that you had? There? Were there male figures in that involved with that didn't appreciate your energy, or what was going on with it?
It's probably the one I have now.
Oh, okay. You're not being appreciated. That's what the Justice card is about. There is some guy that's just like the, you know, like the do things my way because I said so sort of person. And you need to be respected as, if you have any sort of administrative power, that needs to be respected, okay? And your King of Wands is inverted, okay? So you can't plan the rest of your life if you're being kind of encroached upon. Now, I want to say this, and I don't take offense, but I think that you've had some of that, so you're used to that, some of that from the past as well, so... I'm saying I think you need to own your power on some levels, and I think that if people are encroaching on your space, you need to block that energy.
I really didn't think it was that bad at work. I mean, I don't get that sense. You know,
it's terrible. I just think that the Justice card pops up, and that means you're not something. Now it also popped up right side up. So I asked what you need to do, and I said you need to be appreciated, and you need to give justice, and that means the Sword of Justice needs to swing down and stop people from not appreciating you and give you what you deserve. So where in your life would that apply? I mean, would it apply to the coffee shop you go to? They don't give you enough, like, espresso or something? You know, it's going to apply to something important. And that important thing is going to be what's going on with you probably in your job right now. But I also got some stuff about you going out and meeting new people and making networking. And I also got the Knight of Pentacles. That means all you need to do is a little bit of a slight positivity adjustment, but then also send your energy on different areas and you get the Knight of Pentacles right side up. That's like immediate. A knight rides his horse in the show.
Say that again.
So doesn't that sound a little bit more... inviting than kind of just passively waiting for the situation to happen?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So I don't think you're far off from that. I do think you have to face some stuff in the past, and I do think you need to kind of let some stuff go and kind of just, you know, say it's not a big deal. And I think that, you know, then you'll be ready to own that night. Okay? You got to do that, though, because if not, you're going to be a little bit in... you know, a little bit stuck for another 4 months. So I don't want to see that. And the way to do that would be to just kind of guide the meditations, release some stuff. You can ask Archangel Michael to help you, and then kind of get on your horse and be the Knight of Pentacles. So Justice, the Ace of Wands, and the Knight of Pentacles are some cards for you to focus on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. All right, thanks for calling in. Daniel Michael?
Can you hear me? I'm back.
Yeah. I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
I must cut off for a second. The Justice card is one of those cards that's always a little bit... It's one of those ones that can be debated often in tarot circles, I guess. There's a couple of them. Judgment's another one that people debate sometimes. Mm-hmm. I guess they are all debated, but the Justice one is interesting because it can even come up, depending on, not in this guy's reading, certainly not, and you were the reader, so that's up to you, but in certain readings it can even mean trouble with the law. Some people think it's the balance card, a card of course, with the scale.
Oh,
balance.
Yeah, I can. No, but I didn't get anything about trouble with the law with this guy.
Right, no,
well,
I didn't think
you
did.
Know,
I don't think that was the issue.
Like, you stop running drugs, sir. Yeah, no, it wasn't anything like that.
No, in this case, balance, appreciation, justice, getting what you deserve. Love yourself enough to get what you deserve might could be an interesting way of saying that, you know, self-love kind of a thing.
I mean, it was a lot of cards and a lot of themes, and they all kind of kept going back to that. So it's like, you know, it's like, okay, there's got to be somewhere along the line that you're just kind of, you know, some shrugging and saying, okay, I guess I'll just deal with whatever's coming down, you know, whatever you're saying, I'll deal. And, you know, it's just owning your power. It's weird that I'm talking to you about something that of that end, just specifically with your music, you know, about max. For you, it was more maximizing power. And then he calls in, and basically it was the whole thing was all about, like, you know, just definitely being in control of your power and what's going on with it and what's happening. So
I had the same issue, though. I had to learn that I deserved to be who and what I am.
Mm-hmm.
In all the aspects of that, whether that's in life, love, you know, career, mm-hmm. every day how you're treated, you know, you can go through long periods of your life and have a low self-esteem, and it took me a long time to learn that. I woke up way late in life. I mean, in my opinion, I did. I was drifting. I was the typical air sign. You know, I was drifting and la-di-da-di-da-di-da, not paying attention, just kind of...
Yeah, you're the typical air sign. Drifting along. Literally do.
But however...
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, you know. It's hard for me because I'm the total opposite. You know, I've always been... an extrovert, I'm an intellectual, but you know, I've been a little geeky in my times or whatever. But I'm always an extrovert. I'm always like talking to a million people, and as a reader, I've learned to kind of change a little bit of how I approach subjects about personal, you know, like self-esteem and stuff like that with people, because for some people it's a lot more difficult than for me, for example, or for other people, you know, so. I
right.
can't just go running out and say to somebody, like, hey, you know, throw some Max body spray out there on and do some cartwheels and get out there and do it. You know, man? Like, you know, it's because it's just sometimes it's a little bit more challenging for some of us. For me, it's more challenging for me to turn on my computer and do the 18 random updates that have been screaming at me to update it for other people.
Yeah.
And my stepdaughter gets on there, and she's like, Darren, update your computer. What are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I mean, that's just the thing. So it's where you got to appreciate. And, you know, I get stuff from my spirit guide. So the stuff I was getting from my spirit guide was just a lot about, you know, having that kind of that stuck energy, you know, that kind of blocked off energy a little bit. And what you're doing is you're getting positivity, but when you get it, it's getting squeezed through a hose, and you're getting little trickles of it. So if you just clear that hose out, man, it just comes screaming out. You know, it just comes screaming out to you. But that's what you have to do, because you can try everything else, but if you don't clear that blockage out, then it's not going to work.
Now, you mentioned, and I just want to tell everybody out there that Darren does more than tarot. He as well does communications with a spirit guide, as well as he does palmistry, and he's a very good palm reader. I know it's not necessarily a divination you can do on radio format, but I was very impressed with my first palm reading. I still remember the first thing you said, even though you might be scared now. But I remember you said, up until a certain point in your life, your intelligence was not respected. And it was totally true. It was just very deep that I had to, just like we were talking about, had to fall into that self-love and discovering yourself and discovering your power, you know. And I remember that was one of the first things you said to me when I first got a reading from you up at Sticks and Stones.
Now, here's a wild thing, because I can tell you exactly what I was looking at that made me say that. I was probably looking at your headline. Now, your headline, the depth and clarity of someone's headline has a direct correlation to how intellectually stimulated they are, intellectually appreciated they are, how much they share their intellect, that sort of thing. Now, yours probably had the ghost, which means like you could see the outline of where it should be, but it had no depth and clarity. And it was probably going, probably from an early point in your childhood all the way up until adulthood, and maybe probably right up into maybe 2 or 3 years before I met you. And I was sitting down looking at it.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know when it went, but you can see right on your headline where your intellectual focus just jumped off the charts and started really vibrating. And that tells me right there that up to that point, no one really wanted to pull, you know, a lot of intellectual energy out of you. You didn't want to barrel it into anybody. You just kind of wanted to chill, you know, and that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, and that was definitely how I spent some of my first life, I'm saying, first part of my life. But then, like we had discussed, then I started taking control and power. You know, none of us are perfect. We all have our different little story, right, of how we become who we are. And then I started now, you know, people, when they meet me, they're like, oh, you're, you know, fairly well-read, or, you know, the approach is completely different to what it was when I was younger. It was like I was a nice guy, but it was, you know, about it.
Right, but they didn't know you were well-read. How would they know if you don't say anything? You know?
And so it's a fascinating thing. And one day I think maybe we should do a show, though I know we can't do palm readings on the air, but maybe we can do a show where we explain some of the aspects of palm reading, maybe put some diagrams on the rotating picture marquees so that the people can see a little bit.
Yeah, you can do some basic chiromantic hand or can show the basic lines, and I'll talk about the lines.
Yeah, and you can just talk about the basic lines, because it's an older divination form that you don't hear about as much on, you know, all over Blog Talk Radio. I mean, palm readers are talking about palm reading because it's not one you can necessarily do at a distance. It's a very clear picture being sent to somebody right away. Even then, I don't even know. I don't read palm myself, so I don't even know how functional that could even be.
People want me to do Skype with it, and I don't know. I have methods of methods with phone reading, so I don't need to do Skype.
Right.
So, but you know, it's the easiest thing in the world for me, and I can't even tell you. To read someone's hand, it tells me I look at your hand, I know everything about you. I just had this person send me an email. We talked about Montreal forever, but she's lived in Montreal for a while, but she's from like Haiti or some island like the Turks and the Caicos or something. I don't even know. It's right off Haiti. But she's like French and, you know, like just random, you know, but she was like, her parents own a coconut farm or something. But she was so blown away by what we talked about, because it was just, I can so specifically delineate stuff about your life on your hand. It's just crazy. And it does really amaze people. It's crazy. I could tell this one person was Dutch by, like, the way they were raised. So I had some specific things I know about, like, Holland and stuff, you know? I don't know. Anyway, but, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
We do have another caller, Darren.
Okay. Well, let's take it.
Hello, 618. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Kevin.
I thought it was Kevin.
I was wondering, Darren, I was wondering how you would feel like maybe we could inspire some of the people who are following us on the Main Street Universe webpage on Facebook to post like a phone pic of their palm, and that you could look at that and give them a reading about that, like a couple of days ahead of time or something like that, and then you could do a show about
that.
Yeah,
we could try and see who, you know, see what kind of, you know, reactions we get from that.
You
and then I could link into it and check it out. And, They'll have to very clear delineate what their name is per hand and everything like that, so we can sync up what the collar is per what the pick is. But yeah, I'm open to giving that a try.
It's got to be a very clear picture because you are in fact reading lines, so you don't want funny grainy lines. So it has to be really high.
I can't read it, and I'll say, this is the problem with this is one of the difficulties I run into. When I'm doing an event and I do palm readings at an event, if it's not in my, you know, in the store that I'm used to or at home, I need proper lighting. So some of these quote mystical events that people have, they think it's great to have a little candle in a corner and it's all dark and mysterioso. That's great, but I'm looking at little, minute, very, very, very little details on your hand. So if I can't see it, I can't, you know, I have to really kind of scrutinize the hand. I have a little light, like in the store, they have this light for me that I kind of like pull over. It's like a dentist light. People are like, I feel like I'm at the dentist, you know, because it really gets down in the details of the hand, because coloration, skin pigmentation, like that all has to do with it. Now, I do a reading at the store that's like the most in-depth reading I could possibly do? Not really, because in 20 minutes I have to look at everything in your life. That's a lot. And then do a short tarot reading. That's a lot for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, it really is. So I just hit the main points. But if I see something, say, like if your palmar ridges are all going towards your subconscious and that's right on top of your Mount of Luna and everything, and there's a couple of different forks involved with that, then that means that you're having a psychic, almost an embolism type episode every night before you go to bed. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean anything else. It can't mean anything else. It means that you're probably having some sort of, like, minor psychic attack every night. And it might be because you were a medium in a past life and this and that, because I'm looked at, you know, that's what that would mean. So that's where I'd want to delineate something like that, because, and that's where people really appreciate it, because there's no way, how do you explain that to somebody? I'm getting attacked before I'm getting, like, a, you know, almost like mind raped psychically before I, you know, go to sleep. That's not fun.
And one technique that I think it was you, maybe it was another palm reader you use, is sometimes they'll trace the line with a pen. Do you do that?
That's me.
Yeah, that was you? Okay. I thought somebody did that.
that's me. I'm the person that does that. I will trace out my method that I'm doing on your hand to show you that there's, first of all, that there's a method. You know, people that just do palm readings, they'll like, pick up a book by, you know, the guy who does the Western method, or like random people like Lori Reed or somebody, and they'll just, you know, rack out, you know, some of the basic stuff. But they're not, some people just do an empathic reading, where they're getting into your energy and sensing your energy and then telling you what they sense and then looking at your hand and maybe throwing some palmistry into it. And that's why I write and I show people what I'm doing. And the thing is, when I time something on your hand and it exactly specifically correlates to what happened in your life, then I show people what I'm looking at. And then that's when they're really amazed, because they see what I'm looking at and then they can see it. And then next thing you know, they're really interested in palmistry. So that's how it goes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
pregnancies are really interesting.
If people want to send... I was saying, if people did want to send a picture of their palm for Darren to read in a future episode to be named later, mm-hmm. they can send it to the Main Street Universe Facebook group. You can look us up on Facebook, pretty easy to find. We Google up quickly because we've been on the air almost 2 years this Halloween. Our network has been on Block Talk Radio.
Well, we'll
and
do it next week. How about that, Daniel Michael?
Go ahead. What's that?
We'll do... palmistry overview and discussion next week.
Sure.
In readings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody sends a picture, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And if not, then you can discuss palmistry, and then if you get callers for, I guess, tarot and intuitive and spirit guide contact, then you can do those while we discuss it. So that could be interesting, and put some pictures of the different palm lines and on the rotating marquee.
Veronica in the chat room is asking, left hand or right hand?
Oh, wow. It's like It's the most common question, like, ever. Is your active hand, is, well, I read your active hand. Why do I read that? Because it's more relevant than your inactive hand. Your inactive hand is your subconscious. Your active hand is your subconscious, is your conscious mind. So, what does that mean? That means that most people are going to be right-handed, so their right hand would be their active hand. I'm left-handed, so I read my left hand. Now, I could read my subconscious hand, but the subconscious hand deals with future reflections, ideas about what may or may not come about, what your desires are, and, you know, like, it's just, it's more ephemeral than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is what you have to deal with day to day. That's why with your active hand, odds are you're either going to write a check with that hand or punch somebody in the face or use it to grab onto a rope when you're falling down a cliff. That's the hand you're going to use because that's your physical, like in your conscious realm, what you're going to deal with. Your inactive hand is more subconscious. So hopefully that answers your question. You know, it depends on which hand it is, though. So for me, I do everything with my left hand, mostly, largely, so I always look at my left hand. Now, definitely for the purposes of a lot of the readings I do at the store, I definitely just look at your conscious mind because the subconscious is something that can be highly just, you know, illusory and different. Oh, she says, I'm ambidextrous. Okay. What would you, and the next thing that I say is, what hand would you sign a check with? Right. I mean, if you're ambidextrous, my father's sort of ambidextrous, but he would sign a check with his right hand. I use both. Okay.
My brother's the same way.
Veronica, I never knew she was ambidextrous. Like, totally, I use both. To sign a check, you would use either hand. Okay. Well, that means you're one of those unusual people that I would maybe look at both of your hands. Okay. Or I don't really need to because if they're both so similar, then probably I don't need to look at both of them if you really would sign a check with either hand. Ambidextrous people that are actually completely and wholly, you know, 50-50 ambidextrous, it probably pertains to you being very balanced and very, you know, trying to get things into a balance, maybe almost in an OCD sort of way, like everything needs to be level. Yeah. So that's the answer to that question. I read palms. I probably on average read a good, you know, anywhere from 45 to 75 palms a week. So,
wow.
Maybe a little under that. Depending, I mean, if it's a busy week here, I don't know, you know, but my point is I rarely, when I ask somebody what kind of hand would you sign a check with? That's saying this is an important financial document, and most people will say either right or left, you know. So, but yeah, if you're one of those people that can do anything, either one with both hands, then that definitely applies, and I'd have to look at both hands and see what was going on.
Darren, we do have another caller.
Oh, okay.
Hey, go ahead. Oh. 512. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I'm calling for a reading if possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave, okay. Okay, Dave, what do you want to focus on tonight?
Oh, God, good question. Everything is kind of up in the air. I just probably best if we just, whatever comes to you, the strongest.
Whatever comes up? Okay, sure. Orange, white, or green?
Green.
Green? Okay, wow. That's a big winner tonight, green. Okay. When I take a look at what's happening with Dave, his trials, tribulations. Okay. Fixing cards on what's happening and what's coming up for Dave. One moment. Okay. Just a second, Dave. Let's... I'm sorry about a couple things. First card I got was the, I kind of set it up in my mind that I wanted to know some background and then maybe move into, like, the present and what's coming up. I'm getting the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is inverted. Second time tonight I'm seeing this. Again, wands are structures, plans, organizations for the future. When you get the Ace of Wands, it's like you're starting a whole new cycle of events. You have to figure it out and learn it, though. It's the beginning of this new cycle of events, but however, the cycle's going to be going for, like, 4 to 5 years, so get used to it, get ready, and get started. However, your Ace of Wands is upside down. Okay, so you're saying, oh, you're in a kind of a flux period. If your Ace of Wands is inverted, that means you might have to embrace, you got to get a plan together. Now, you kind of have one, but you're not feeling it. So you need to get out there and do it. So what, okay, so let's ask, here's a direct question. I got some other cards for you that talk about some other stuff, but we'll talk about that. What do you want to accomplish? What giant life cycle that you want to start for the next couple of years? What do you want to do? I'm asking you directly.
Well, man, it's a little complicated.
The card is telling me to tell you to do it. Okay? If there's a couple other things that you might want to maybe do. No, don't do that. You need to do the big plan that you have. Do that. Okay?
What? Okay.
The big plan, okay? That's what you need to do. All the little other plans that might distract you from the big plan, they're there to distract you, okay? Don't. Now, if you do that, the next card I get is the Lovers. The Lovers just isn't getting physical with somebody or falling in love with somebody. It's falling in love with your life. It's falling in love with your path. It's falling in love with the world around you. It's learning that there can be love in your life, there can be beauty, there can be, and you know what, it probably does mean there's somebody else that you're just really, you're just blown away at how amazing they are and why they decided to be with you. And then I get the Ten of Cups, which is total, all your chakras lining up together, all your energy centers, and it's completely orgasmic, just ubiquitous feeling of connection to the universe. Two cards that really represent you finally just being really at peace emotionally, soulfully. So that's what you have to look forward to, but you have to embrace your Ace of Wands. Okay? Hello?
Can you expand on that just a little bit? Because I'm right with you. It's
okay.
That's so close to me. I need to embrace what?
I'm going to ask you a direct question. Okay? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do with your life that seems a little daunting, that seems a little bit like there might be too many little steps to it, but you still kind of want to do it? What do you want? What is that?
Well, what that is I've worked on different things for a long time, and I've got an investment going. And when I get this investment happening, when it happens, and it looks like it could happen any moment, but it's looked like that for about a year now. And when I get this investment happening, my idea is to create a metaphysical school for children. I have got it pretty much set up. I've got the people in mind.
Can I just stop you?
Listen.
You have to manifest this. Where do you think you got the idea for it? From spirit. I'm telling you right now, there will be people in there that will be part of it. I'm saying this. This is your path, and when it starts coming together, people are going to be so happy that you're even doing it. That if you don't have something in your life that would stop you from this, some sort of weird thing that, you know, legally or something that will stop you from really investing in this, I think you definitely need to do it. You're struggling. And I think that there's negative forces afoot
yeah.
that want to not have you do this. Okay. And I don't think, because then I get the Star, but then the Star is inverted. Like, then you're doubting it, or you're feeling like it might be. So it's like, so I'm going to ask right now, here and now, I'm going to ask my spirit guide right now if this is a good idea, okay? Because as far as I can tell, it is. But you're really struggling. Okay, so 1 second. Release your fears and phobias, Daniel Michael, guess what I got? Eight of Swords upside down.
Oh.
Right, upside down. Just walk away from your fears about this. I'm telling you. And then the Queen of Cups, there's some sort of female who has wonderful, wonderful, beautiful energy that wants to be involved as well. You do need some help because you can't do this by yourself.
Okay.
I got to tell you what's happening here because you're right on top of this. I have been, I'm a spiritual warrior, and I have been in battle with this for a while. And one of my big things was survival. I got foreclosed, kicked out of my house about 4 years ago. I've been homeless, blah, blah, blah. I finally got to the point to put myself in a new apartment. I just did it. And it's like all this shit is like I feel like I'm attacked, you know. That's why I'm calling. It's like overwhelming.
It's a lot. But see, you're battling back. And right now you're in this apartment, and that apartment is a construct of positivity. Listen, as a spiritual person, as a spiritual, like, you know, somebody who is connected, you have to have a home that feels comfortable to be your foundation. That's your vertebrae. If you don't have that and it's not comfortable, then it's hard for you to believe in the hopeful qualities of, like, a card like the Star, you know? So that now you have that. You cannot, even though you have that and that's a minor victory, you can't sit on your laurels because you will, I hate to say this, but I think that there are negative forces at work that don't want it. You may have kind of picked up along the way some sort of negative energy type, low-level BS type spirits that want to nag at you when you're feeling down or whatever. So what you need to do is just raise yourself up to higher energy. Ask some heavy hitters to come in and just talk to them. And the heavy hitters can be archangels. The heavy hitters can be positive deity forms. You know what I'm saying? The Lord and the Lady, I don't care who you, but have some people on. You don't have to do this by yourself, is my point.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You're right on track with what you're talking about. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is really, it's beat me up, and I've just been kind of bouncing off of it, but I lived with a lady that was manic depressive for about 8 or 9 months, and I moved out, and I had, my spirits were up. Then all of a sudden I get moved out and get moved into this new place. It's like, oh, how am I going to pay for this? And it just kind of, I brought that with me.
It's that little black thing that it's, I swear, it's like two different things. At the minute you get this quiet time, it just kind of tries to sneak in, and I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I don't like to kind of mince words when I'm looking at something like this. You are in a battle. It will try to sneak up into your thoughts that you can't succeed in X and X and X, but you got to not believe it. Because I'm living, breathing proof that you can be a spiritualist and succeed and in your day-to-day life and be positive and help people for a living, because that's all I do. That's it. That's all I do all day. I don't work at, you know, have a clerical job, I don't bartend, I don't do anything else. So as long as I keep it positive, you have a grand idea. Now, I don't think it's going to gel together. Maybe it might take about a year and a half, but start the process now and get the ground floor running, and then there is somebody benevolent, female, maybe a little bit older, with the kind of resources that will be helpful in accentuating this, and she's going to come together. She's showing up here as the Queen of Cups, and you know, she might take your idea and flesh it out a little bit, and that's fine. But I can tell you what.
Do you, this investment, do you see that happening in the cards?
Yeah, I mean, the Lovers and the Ten of Cups, that's like, unless you meet Aphrodite in the next 2 months, this is about you and you appreciating the world, appreciating you again.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But then I got the Star inverted, which means you're beginning to kick yourself and say, oh, when's the next shoe going to drop? And you can't do that. You cannot. It doesn't make any sense that would happen. You can't do that. You can't let the dark thoughts start creeping up again. So I would say,
man,
like where I met Daniel
you're
Michael.
Right on top.
You're
right on top of this with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. You got it. I mean, it's, you know, I understand where you're coming from. It took me years to just sit back and go, wow, maybe I shouldn't, you know, do anything else but do my business. I had to believe in myself enough. I had a friend to tell me, you know, just do your business for a living. Just do that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I wasn't happy doing other stuff. I wasn't. So now here you are, and you just need to believe it, that it's okay to move forward, and it's okay to, you know. Because the thing is, too, when we have this sort of thought process, we think that it's we don't deserve to be able to do this, you know, to be in this sort of mindset or be live this sort of spiritual life, and it's okay. Like, there's you know, because we're programmed that it's not viable.
Oh, yeah.
And the world is changing, and you're part of that process. Kevin has said the same thing. The world, at the winds of change, it's happening. Since 2013, it's the new year. So believe that you can manifest this. Believe that people will be interested. I have no doubt. But give it about a year and a half. And do not get discouraged. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
Likewise, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
And I was definitely, if you don't mind me just interjecting, I know you do the readings, but I was definitely just getting a powerful feeling of if when this happens for him, just like you got the Queen of Cups, that's what I was getting. It's going to be like some help, like he needs a helper. He needs a...
Yeah,
I don't mean helper like a savior. I mean, he's still got to do the work. I mean the helper, but somebody might come along, but he's got to keep fighting. And then the helper...
Oh, this lady will be like a savior. She'll probably have more money, more ideas, but she's one of those people that she'll be like, she'll sit in the background and let him do a lot because he's got the enthusiasm, but she'll be a major investor / helper. And I think she's totally all positive. It's all positive. She's not going to try to take over and run, you know, she just sees the benefit of the whole situation, you know?
Maybe helps with resources.
And I've worked for enough spiritual stores and centers and communities and all kinds of stuff that I know that I can see when something's working, when two people get together and put something together good, like, say, Sticks and Stones, or something where there's just positive energies coming together. You know? I'll say those two girls, you know, they had some trials putting their stuff together, but it was, you know, they got messages about doing it and putting it together and having classes and stuff, and it turned out great. So, good. This guy, I think he'll have the same thing. He has this idea, he has, you know, some ways to go about it, and then she'll come in and flesh it out for him a little bit more. And it's going to turn out awesome. I would love to hear back, Dave, if you're listening, I would love to hear back from you when you get a little bit more concrete ideas about what can happen with this and how it's going to turn out. Yeah, or maybe even years from now when it's up and running, I'd love to hear from that. Hear from you about
Aaron
it.
Aaron is on every Sunday at 7 p.m., Dave, and I see his numbers there. So every 7 p.m., or if you just contact us, I can always contact Aaron for you, or if you want a private reading from his email.
Yeah, if anyone wants to contact me for a private reading, my email is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com, dbucare@gmail.com.
So?
Do we still have Kevin?
Are you there,
hello,
Kevin?
Kevin?
Yep, I'm here. I just had it muted.
Okay. So how has your week been, Kevin?
It's been sort of productive. I'm doing the second of three stage edits on the Horizon Oracle Companion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming up to the end of the second stage of it, which is just a basic formatting and capturing ideas that I've written down that are associated with the images. And then the third stage would be me putting two sort of like examples of cards being read with the card in that section, sort of like giving people a working idea of how the Horizon Oracle works with situation or that situation. So it's been a administrative week for me.
Oh, beautiful. And you know, the thing is too, when you get that groove going, you know, you just start knocking out examples, and then you have to do... Are you doing spreads, too, in the companion, or of a sort?
Spreads are just two cards, basically.
Okay. Right.
He calls it the companion spread. Like,
okay.
Every card gets a buddy, I guess.
All right. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, I said of a sort, so I mean that, yeah, you're just giving examples of different types of readings and how that would go. Great. And then you're on the move, so you're just cranking them out, and that's great. It's just the flow, the energy flows going well. Beautiful. I've had more of a, we were looking at couches today, or like this past couple of days, so couches and stuff. So. And that's for thing Delphi. And my dog is, I think she's got to get fixed pretty soon. She's all frisky. So I've had some of that interesting moments happening. I'm pretty busy. Oh, man, I offered a couple pumpkins up, and I had a lot of really powerful spell working this weekend, so that was really marvelous and good, you know. So just had a really nice weekend. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. This week, I do have some things coming up that look like I'm going to have to really channel and kind of pull together some powerful energies to kind of move forward. So that's going to be a lot, like right at the, like starting tomorrow. So with that sort of thing, I usually look into like a lot of the different nuances I need. Like for me, I got to go shopping and buy XMX candles and whatnot and everything like that. But I also have to do like kind of a cleanse and kind of get rid of a lot of toxins and things and get ready to kind of be that channel for different types of energies, especially if it's like a positivity or a prosperity ritual, which it is. So there's that. So.
And Kevin, how's the art going?
What?
I was curious with Kevin. I know he was starting to produce a lot of art recently. Have you been to any more art fairs or anything of that nature to sell some of your artwork? Okay, well, he's not there.
Okay,
you know. Up to about 90 seconds.
Well, we're kind of winding down, everybody. I did want to say that thank you for tuning in for the Tale of the Serpent spread. Remember, each card relates to a two-month period. Moving forward, up, down, up, down, up, down, and seven being the head of the serpent, so that would be 12 months, and then finally the 14th month, or the, you know, the last card, it's a seventh card, represents the head of the serpent, and that is a whole wise and knowledgeable inspiration for what you need to pay attention to for the years ahead. So not months, but years. So it's really a vibrant, powerful spread, and it's something that I think that everybody would enjoy. So,
absolutely.
Working with, again, if you want to get a hold of me, dbucare, D-B-U-C-A-R-E, @gmail.com. Thank you, Daniel Michael, for co-hosting with me this evening.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for the reading and for sharing your new spread, and you're creating some great ones, including the Shadow of the Moon and other ones. And I want to thank the audience for joining us. You're listening to Spiritual Insight on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.